The second thing he says is in reference to husbands. We are to exalt Christ in our family as loving husbands. Listen to what he says in verse 19 of chapter 3. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Now, the love of which Paul is talking about here is the self-sacrificing agape love that Christ displayed when he gave his life for the church. Christ's love for the church is the model that the husbands are to follow in loving their wives. How much did Christ love the church? He gave his life for her. In the same way as Christ gave his life for his bride, so is the husband to love his wife. And this is a self-sacrificing agape love. It doesn't mean that the husband is the boss, but rather he is one who demonstrates a sacrificial servant love. Paul also says that the husband is not to be harsh with his wife. In other words, what Paul is saying is that the husband is not to be bitter or angrily resentful toward his wife. A wife is a mirror that reflects back to her husband what she is receiving from him, because a woman was made to respond. If you love your wife the way Christ loved the church, the wife will in return submit to your position as head of the home and as leader. A husband is not to exercise authoritarian dominance, but rather tender, loving care. If we are going to have a maturing marriage, a husband must exercise compassionate care, and his wife will willingly respond by submitting to his authority.